Unit 6, South Africa, page 98.
South Africa, a country of contrasts. What comes to mind when you hear the words South Africa? Sunshine, beaches, wild animals and safaris, or Nelson Mandela, apartheid, AIDS and crime? It is hard to speak about South Africa without mentioning all of these things. South Africa is a very beautiful country by any standards. It has everything from mountains to semi-deserts, from grasslands to endless beaches. It is also a rich country with huge mineral wealth, industry, and large modern cities. But it has a sad past and faces many of the problems that other African countries face. South Africa is a country of contrasts.
1. Johannesburg. Johannesburg is called Eguli in Zulu, which means the place of gold. It is South Africa's largest city, with around 3 million residents. It is also the richest, producing 40% of the world's gold. Most visitors flying into South Africa land at the Johannesburg International Airport, Africa's busiest airport. Some well-known tourist attractions in this area are Gold Reef City, where you can see African dancing and go down a mine, and the famous Apartheid Museum that tells the sad history of apartheid.
2. The Drakensberg Mountains. About 3 hours south of Johannesburg by car are the Drakensberg Mountains. Draken means dragon in Afrikaans. The Drakensberg are in the KwaZulu area, the area from which the Zulus come. Some of the oldest Bushman San paintings in the world can also be found in the caves of the Drakensberg. People go to the Drakensberg to walk, hike, climb, do whitewater rafting and ski. There are waterfalls and the scenery is breathtaking.
3. Oudtshoorn. The biggest town in the Karoo, only a couple of hours outside Cape Town, is Oudtshoorn. It is famous for its ostrich farms, where you can have a ride on an ostrich, and for the spectacular Kango Caves, which are underground caves with large halls and towering formations, beautifully illuminated.
4. Soweto. The name is an acronym for Southwestern Township and is a famous part of Johannesburg. It was originally established as a shanty town for the black workers who came to work in the mines. There are over 1 million people living there now. Parts of Soweto are modern, but a lot of it is still very basic.
5. The Karoo. The Karoo is a large, flat, semi-desert area that you will have to travel through if you decide to drive to Cape Town from Johannesburg. But make sure your car has air conditioning. The trip from Johannesburg to Cape Town takes about 14 hours, so you will need to take a break somewhere.
6. The Kruger National Park. About 4 hours northeast of Johannesburg by car is the Kruger National Park. It is one of the world's most famous wildlife parks. It is larger in area than many small countries and is home to thousands of African animals. Many people come here hoping to see the Big Five. There are several camps within the Kruger Park, and each camp has very high fences to keep out the wildlife. The camps have restaurants, pools and shops, and of course, chalets, which you can rent for as many nights as you wish. A special treat is to sit on a veranda at sunset and watch the hippos splashing in the river.
7. Durban. Durban is on the coast, about 550 kilometers from Johannesburg. It is almost always hot and humid there. Bananas, pineapples, pawpaws, and other tropical fruit grow here. Many people from India have settled in this area, and there are many restaurants and markets that specialize in spicy food. It is a very popular holiday spot, and the endless beaches, which are popular with surfers, are lined with palm trees and hotels.
8. Cape Town. Cape Town's most famous landmark is Table Mountain, a flat mountain which can be climbed or reached by cable car. Off the coast of Cape Town, the famous Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela spent 18 years in prison, is now a favorite tourist attraction. The dominant African language in the Cape is Xhosa. The area around Cape Town is famous for its winelands and for its beautiful coastline. Cape Town is probably South Africa's most beautiful city. It is green, hilly, and surrounded on two sides by ocean, the warm Indian Ocean and the cold, dark Atlantic.